This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Time feeding you some more football. NFL lunch style. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. We'll hear from him in a couple minutes. We do our picks. Bob Haney beats Rotto. Justin Tucker, his suspension ended after week 10. We're going into week 12. Starts tonight. NFL season. Still not employed. I said when he was suspended that he'll be kicking in the NFL 2025, and there's still time for him to find a job. And we were talking off the air about Eddie Pinheiro in San Francisco. Brought in Matt Gay, I believe.
Yep.
But Pinheiro's the dude. Tucker goes in to be the kicker, not a fill-in guy. But what are we? About six games left, more or less, in a lot of areas here to roll. Are we going to see him kick this year?
I mean, Bob, how bad does Green Bay need a kicker? How bad do the Rams need a kicker? You know, I mean, I'm with you, Bob. I thought, you know, I mean, the NFL, they go sign kickers, you know. I mean, especially a guy like that. Doesn't look like he's going to, I mean, because Tuesdays is usually when people bring people in to work out. We haven't even seen him been in for a workout.
Yeah, but is he a guy, Tucker, based on his past performance, one of the greatest kickers in the history of the league, that is just there for two games until insert kicker here, Eddie Pinheiro, for instance, comes back. I'm thinking when you bring in Justin Tucker, you're bringing him in to be the kicker for the team.
Well, yeah, if you're bringing in Justin Tucker, to me, you may need a kicker for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but in his mind, he's coming to take that job, and he's going to kick good enough where you got to say, should we get rid of the guy that we normally... Right. Otherwise, if let's just say, Bob, he kicks 4 or 5 field goals. You know, he's 5 for 5. I mean, as soon as you cut him, the next team is going to sign him because, you know what? They've already done all the dirty work for you of signing him the first time.
So Tucker's still looking for work. Will he get it before the regular season is over? That remains to be seen. Well, Tyler Loop, his replacement here with the Ravens, has been kicking a lot because the Ravens can't score in the red zone. And here's Mark Andrews trying to explain why the struggles have been season long.
You know, for us, just being able to execute, that's really what it is. It's all about is making the right plays at the right time. And, you know, I think that, you know, we've been getting better at, you know, finding ways to get in the red zone. And we're going to continue to do that. We have so many talented players and coaches on this team that we continue to do our job, make the right reads, make the right, you know, choices, whatever it may be. We're going to find the red zone.
Make the right blocks. That's the biggest thing to me is make the right blocks. And, You want to score in a red zone? Block them up. I mean, let Lamar have time to throw the football. Those guys will eventually get open. You know, open some holes. Derrick Henry will run it through there. If you give him some holes to run through, don't just whiff on guys. I mean, that's the thing. Bob, we're going to talk about it until who knows? Maybe we're talking about it till the end of the season that the O-line was the biggest problem this year, why they couldn't succeed.
Now, back home are the Ravens for the first time in a while. Three straight road wins, which is great. Not like the Ravens are all that great at home, by the way. They're 2-3, but the Jets are a bad team. You could play on Mars and somebody be 10-point favorites against them. But what about coming back home, Mark Andrews?
It's going to be great. You know, we know they're going to show up and show out. You know, I know this whole team's excited to go out and play at M&T, big stadium, and see the fans and, you know, put on a show.
Yeah, I think it's nice to be back home, your own crowd. You don't have to worry about playing crowd noise stuff and everything. So I would think that the boys will be ready to play, Bob. The fans are going to be, you know, because when they were home last time, they were beat up.
The Bears.
Yeah, the beat up. Lamar wasn't playing. Didn't seem like a lot of people coming to the games. Now, I think all people are back in, four-game winning streak.
And we'll see how it rolls with them. And then Cincinnati at M&T on a short week. Just think about it. Within the next 7 days, it's Thursday, the Ravens will play two games. Well, they'll play a game, and they'll be playing one Thanksgiving night. It is NFL lunch. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens started 1-5. They're back to 500. So, Mark, how about that focus to get back to where you need to be?
Just being resilient and staying together. You're not getting too high, too down, or too down. And I think it's a credit to everybody in here. You know, it's easy to, you know, point fingers and do that all that sort of thing. But there's none of that here. And that's the type of team organization that we have, is just a bunch of focused individuals.
Yeah, and you know what? They've shown that they'll fight back, they'll come back. Bob, I mean, just what you said. I mean, I was just sitting here thinking about it. I mean, basically, Bob, 1 week from 11 o'clock tonight, they'd have finished two games. They need to be 7-5 1 week from tonight.
And then they get the super terrific mini-bye before the Steelers come in with first place probably on the line. All right, let's get to the offensive line where things aren't warm and fuzzy.
No.
Tyler Linderbaum met with the media yesterday. So what's up with all these sacks, Tyler Linderbaum?
You know, as a unit, you know, you're striving to limit as much sacks as you can, but it's a part of the game. There's a lot that goes into sacks. It's not a determining factor in the outcome of a game.
It's not.
That wasn't really the response I wanted to hear, Bob. It's part of the game. Sacks are part of the game, Nolan.
So are turnovers.
Yeah. But I mean, last year Lamar only had 23. This year he's had over.
He's been sacked 23, and he's still got seven games.
Yeah. So I bet you if you ask an O-line coach, it's like not that many are part of the game.
So against Detroit, who wasn't in your Dirty Dozen, but the Ravens are, that's another story.
Right. I'm a homer.
Yeah, they had seven sacks, Detroit did in that game. Now, David Montgomery ran all over the defense, but still, to say it's not that big a part of a game, did he just say that or did I mishear that?
Bob, let me ask you this then. Flip it.
Yeah, play that again, Nolan, real quick, if you don't mind.
It's not a determining factor in the outcome of a game.
Okay.
Well, what has Harz been talking about all year about the defense? Need to get more pressure on the quarterback.
Why do edge rushers get paid bazillions of dollars?
Right. And left tackles.
Alrighty then. All right. Jets coming in. 13.5 point underdogs. Tyler, you're
maybe
not.
Maybe that's the best thing he could say.
I don't know, but all right, whatever. Not overlooking the Jets, right?
Yeah, it's an NFL team with good players.
Okay.
I think out of all their games, they've been one-score games. I mean, at least 90% of them, so it's a good team. A lot of good players on their team, and you know, we got to be fully prepared that we're facing a good team.
Now, I would have loved to have, you know, the person asking the question, name me their good players.
Well, that would have thrown a rabbit hole scenario into it. But either way, that's Tyler Linderbaum. He asked, he watched the film.
They stink.
It's not a determining factor in the outcome of the game.
Well, the O-line, one thing about O-lineman, Bob, they all stick together.
Sure.
So he's not going to knock anybody in that room.
I would assume it's like
we need to get better. Our quarterback's getting killed. You know what I mean? He's missed practice.
Yeah, every Wednesday he's out. Come on. He missed 3 weeks.
All right, when we come back. You know, hey, it's like we're doing picks. Getting the most picks isn't a determining factor on who gets the most beer. You know, I'm in last place. Can I get just beer anyway? We'll come back to our picks, college or pro. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, real and fantasy football with him. Buffalo against Houston. If he has a daily fantasy surprise, a cheap one, who's it going to be for?
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Tonight.
Vinny and Haney's Football Pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
All right, with all due respect to Tuesday and Wednesday night college football, time to get our picks in for this week. Week 12 in the NFL, week 13, college landscape. Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw. Booze on the line, Mick Ultras for the Bobster. Nolan with the Yinglings. You're still rocking with the Yinglings, right?
Yeah, it's all good. It's all cold. It's all good to me.
Yeah, and then it's free. It's all that matters. And then Vinny with the vino. So, Nolan, before we head into this foray of picks, let's get a standings update as we get ready for this one.
Yeah, I'm out in front. Two-game lead on Vinny. 19-game lead on Bob.
All right. Let's brag about it.
A dent in that.
All right. Let's move on.
All right. We're starting in college. Michigan versus Maryland. Wolverines favored by 13.5 on the road. Maybe a home environment, though, come Saturday. We'll see. I don't really have to think too hard about this one. Michigan.
Ditto.
I'm going to take Maryland covering the spread, though. I think knowing that Loxley's staying around, I think they'll be motivated. They're going to play hard. They'll hang around, but fourth quarter will be their demise. But the Wolverines, with a lot to play for, will get the win.
More from the Big Ten, Oregon hosting USC. Oregon 10.5-point favorites. Give me the Ducks.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Ducks, but I think it's going to be closer than people think. SC can score.
Well, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it's a duck.
Missouri versus Oklahoma. Sooners favored by 7.5 at home. Give me the home team here.
Yeah, I'll take Oklahoma. Got a lot riding on this game.
Yeah, Boomer Sooner. Missouri does enough to make you make you sweat a little bit, but the team that's favored usually wins. That'll be the Sooners.
Louisville traveling to take on SMU. I'll be damned if I pick a school that's associated with Damon Evans.
Look at you. Thought you guys were best friends.
He doesn't know my name.
Didn't know mine either, or Vinny's.
Yeah. Now, I like Jeff Brohm. If it was in Louisville, I'd take Louisville. I'm going to take SMU.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals. Let's go Louisville.
Duke versus North Carolina here. Blue Devils favored by 6.5 on the road. Still with shot for the ACC title game? Or are they? Yeah, they're still in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have more to play for here. I mean, North Carolina, I guess, could still get bowl eligible, but give me Duke.
Yeah, North Carolina had won, what, two games in a row or three? Then they lost to Wake Forest last week. I say Duke comes in and puts a hammer down.
Yeah, Duke favored by 6.5. Sis, boom, bah. Bill Belichick watching his girlfriend in a cheerleading competition. Won't be enough, Blue Devils.
Pitt versus Georgia Tech, more from the ACC. Georgia Tech favored by 2.5 at home. But I think Pittsburgh gets that bounce back after last week's loss to Notre Dame.
Yeah, I'm going to take Georgia Tech at home. This is a huge game for, you know, if Georgia Tech wins out, they go to the conference championship game.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised the spread's only 2.5, but let's go Ramblin' Wreck.
And then another close spread to close things out in college, BYU traveling to take on Cincinnati. BYU favored by 2.5. I'm going to roll with them.
I'm going to take Cincy at home. You know, watching BYU, 2 weeks ago, the quarterback, I wasn't crazy about the quarterback.
Texas Tech. But they put the wood to TCU last week. I'm going to go with the Cougars. That's BYU.
I gotcha. Yeah. All right. Well, you're close. It's also a cat in Cincinnati, so same family.
A bear cat.
Let's see. Over to the NFL, Thursday Night Football. Buffalo traveling to take on Houston. No C.J. Stroud for the Texans. Meanwhile, Buffalo, maybe without their tight end. Keon Coleman also a healthy scratch again. That's an interesting situation to monitor. 5.5 is the spread in favor of Buffalo. I like the Bills, and I think they cover.
I like the if Stroud was playing, I'd take Houston because I think that defense plays, especially at home. I think it would really play, but I'd take Buffalo because Houston can't score.
I'm going to take the Bills. Two words for Bills fans out there, offense coordinator and such, James Cook.
Yeah,
look into it.
Steelers and Bears here. Kind of stinks we're picking this one now. We don't know what the Rodgers situation is, but probably wouldn't know tomorrow either. Chicago favored by 2.5 as a result. I'll go with the Bears here. I mean, they seem to find a way. Even if it ends up being ugly or unconvincing, they find a way.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bears, too. And I don't, you know, banged up Rodgers, you know, with the left wrist or whatever, I think that would be a tough deal. I like the Bears. I think Caleb Williams, I think their offense is playing a lot better.
The Bears.
Another injury to monitor here. Joe Burrow, is he actually back? Maybe, maybe not. Cincinnati hosting New England. Patriots favored by 6.5. Yeah, I mean, look, even if Burrow plays, it doesn't solve their defensive issues. I'll go with the Pats.
Plus, Chase not playing. You know, he loses. You know, all he's got is Higgins. So I think Vrabel figures that out. I think Patriots win.
New England.
Chase should miss the Ravens game as well because he lied. That's my assessment. Should miss two games. One for the spitting, one for the lying.
Double secret probation, yes.
We can hope. Giants traveling to take on the Lions here. Detroit favored by 10 at home. This is an easy one.
And
Detroit.
Dart is back, but I'll take Detroit.
Lions.
Minnesota at Green Bay. Packers favored by 6 at home. I think they get this one and look a little more convincing doing so.
Yeah, I'll take Green Bay. It's good. J.J. McCarthy, first time in Lambeau. That isn't going to be an easy one.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs banged up, though, for the Pack, but they'll figure out a way. Green Bay.
Seahawks at the Titans. Seattle, this is close to the largest spread of the week. Ravens got them beat, but 13-point favorites on the road. Go Hawks.
Seattle.
Here's a really interesting one. Colts traveling to take on Kansas City would be huge for both teams. Kansas City already lost 2 in a row. They're favored by 3.5 at home here. I just don't see them losing 3 in a row. Indy's really tough. Would not surprise me if the Colts go in there and win, but I just don't see Kansas City dropping 3 straight.
Yeah, Indy's coming off bye, too, so they're going to be healthy. But I'm with you, Nolan. I don't see them losing 3 in a row. I'll take Kansas City.
Let's go with the horseshoe. Indianapolis, Jonathan Taylor for MVP.
Browns and Raiders, ugly, ugly game here. I mean, if you like defense, maybe tune in for Cleveland. But even then, I don't know, because Vegas is favored by 4 at home. I'm going to lean with them as much as I hate it. Just not a Shador believer.
I'm taking Shador. Nolan, I'm riding with Shador and Miles Garrett.
Against all odds.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going Browns, maybe not because of Shador, more because of Quinshon Judkins finally going to get a bust-out game. So Browns.
Vegas can't run it.
Jacksonville taking on Arizona here. Cardinals are at home, but Jacksonville favored by 3 as the road team. I don't know why. I mean, Brissett's not going to do what he did last week, but I'm picking the Cards here. I don't trust Jacksonville at all.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just like when they beat Kansas City and they went on the road and stunk it up. I'm going to take Jacksonville.
I'm a Nolan. I mean, this would be a Jags thing to do.
Yes, it would.
To blow out the Chargers, then get housed by Arizona, who's running the football for them, by the way, and doesn't look like Harrison Jr. is going to play, but I'm taking the Cardinals. Jacksonville will find a way to lose that game.
How about Eagles and Cowboys here? This one, 3.5 in favor of Philadelphia. Disarray here, but you want to talk about teams that just find a way, that's them. They'll get the job done here. Great defense, too.
You know what? I'm going to take the Cowboys. Just because, like you said, Cowboys offense is really struggling, Eagles offense is struggling, and Cowboys defense has gotten better, you know, and Pickens was awesome last week. Cowboys are desperate for a while. I'll take the Cowboys.
Hey, I'm going Dallas. Javonte Williams quietly having a pretty strong year for the Cowboys. Let's go Dallas now.
Absolute snoozer here in this next one. Falcons and Saints. New Orleans favored by 1.5 at home. I'll go with them. I don't get many chances to pick the Saints, so I'll do it here.
Yeah, I think Cousins acts like he's about 50. I'll take New Orleans.
Let's go with your boy Shuck and the Saints, even though Alvin Kamara, his best years are behind him, it seems. But Chris Olave is a stud.
Sunday Night Football, Buccaneers traveling to take on the Rams. Spread here is 7 in favor of L.A. I'm picking the upset. I think the Buccaneers get a big, big win here over the NFL's best.
I'm going to take the Rams. I think they're too good, I think. And Tampa's too beat up.
Yeah, Bucky and Godwin practiced a little bit. Yeah. There's apparently a virus going around in Tampa. It's called the can't stop the runitis going on. But I'm going to take the Rams at home. And they've been Vinny's number one team in the Dirty Dozen for the last couple of weeks. And I think deservedly so, L.A.
Don't they say winning is contagious?
Yeah.
Well, they've been predicting losing something there. Okay. That too. And then Ravens hosting the Jets. 13.5 was the spread in favor of Baltimore. I got to be honest here. I'm still not convinced that the Ravens can get past these O-line struggles and put up a monster scoring day, even if it is the Jets. I'll go a little more modest here with my score. 27-14, Baltimore.
I'm taking 31-10. I think Lamar's going to have time to throw. And I think that... I think they'll make some plays in the passing game, and then I think eventually they're going to be able to run it.
I'm going to go 27-10 Ravens with the defense scoring a touchdown.
Who?
Malachi Starks.
All right.
Let's go. Malachi Starks gets his first NFL TD. When we come back, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk real fantasy football with him. Trip through the funhouse, Nolan McGraw, coming up next. And then Inside Access. And Inside Access, what are they going to do? Take you into Monday Night Football, or Monday Night, Thursday Night Buffalo at Houston.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
From Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com, I want your flex. Lamar Jackson back at practice today, along with Kyle Hamilton, Roquan, and the rest. Not practicing Bateman and Keon Martin. That's according to Cordell Woodland, our friend and colleague here on The Fan. But Lamar's back, so there's good news. But here to talk about real fantasy football, as he always does, it's our buddy Mike Harmon. Mike, how you feeling today?
Fellas, what's going on? Just waking up from a nap. A lot of alarms going off to say, hey, the boys are calling. Let's go.
Who would have thought, Mike Harmon, if we go back to, say, the end of August, and I go to you, I look at the Bob Haney crystal ball and said, hey, you know what? On the Thursday before Thanksgiving, the Bears will be in first place and the Ravens won't be. What would have Mike Harmon said to Bob Haney?
I would have told you you're well, I would have asked for whatever you were having.
Yes.
We would have laughed a couple of times and moved on. And obviously, division-wise, for you guys, I think the expectations obviously higher, but on a nice little run here. The Lamar Jackson stuff, certainly concerning. Now I'm 3,000 miles away, but still wringing my hands with great hope and anticipation that down the stretch run, he's ready to give it all to go win that division, to vanquish foes like Flacco and Joe Burrow and Shedeur Sanders and whatever's left in Pittsburgh. But, you know, for the Bears, I mean, the hope would be that at this point, the offense and the marriage of Williams and Johnson was starting to come together. I didn't think that I'd have a live 8-1 division betting ticket alive that actually looked like it could matter, but the Bears have a really rough schedule this back half of the season, including whatever, again, Pittsburgh is at this point, still 6-4, but all of that to say, you know, this could come down like a house of cards here in short order, but so long as you're still inching forward, what's the Rocky line, you know, how much we can get up and keep moving forward.
Yeah.
That's how winning's done. I mean, that's really where we're at with the Bears. It's the work in progress.
Staying in that division, the NFC North, Minnesota in particular, J.J. McCarthy, cannon arm, no touch. Accuracy seems to be a big problemo for him. Hindsight's always 20/20 in sports. That's why we're all the better GMs than the people that actually make these decisions. After the fact, of course, Darnold now in Seattle. His turnover problem's starting to arise, but that's another story. But in retrospect, I know you invested a first-round pick and a guy didn't really throw a ton at Michigan. If they had a do-over, would they have just kept Sam Darnold around with the Vikings? Because now Justin Jefferson does not appear to be a happy camper, and no amount of cereal can change that fact right now.
Yeah, no, it's not good for anybody. You know, you look at the misses last week. Jefferson's got to be frustrated, the fact that we don't have a bunch of reports like we do out of Philadelphia and whatever else. I guess he doesn't play video games on Twitch, so, I mean, that's good. But all of that to say, you know, with McCarthy, you've only got a very short sample size to work with, but it's certainly not not encouraging where we're at right now. Because remember, they also had Daniel Jones on that roster at the end of last year. So, you know, that's two guys that were in the building. One would have cost you $100 million. The other, what was it, about $15 that Jones got with the Colts? Either way, you decided McCarthy was your guy, which is, I guess, if you're going to go all in, chips to the center of the table, you can't have either of those other quarterbacks lingering to create any doubt or unrest around the room. Because at this point, Justin Jefferson and Addison and everybody else have to look around and go, well, this is all we got, so let's go.
Hey, Mike, are the Rams creating buzz out there after a big win with Seattle, and then they got Tampa coming in for Sunday night?
Yeah, some excitement coming into the week with Tampa. I mean, Baker Mayfield's a guy that people get a bit juiced on because you had the local stories of how it was McVay and company that jump-started him like he was Frankenstein's monster, right? They strapped him to a table, jolted him for a game or two, and now look what he's become. Oh, no! But, no, for the Rams, it's fun. I mean, it's hard to get much oxygen here, though. I mean, you got the Dodgers with the back-to-back titles, and now what do they do this offseason? Clayton Kershaw retires. Now he showed up at Mavericks games. But also the fact that, you know, the Lakers with Luka Doncic and LeBron James, Lincoln Riley, will USC be a playoff team? Will he leave for somewhere else if they suffer at third loss? Like, that sucks up a lot of oxygen, not to mention the usual Hollywood machine, rainstorms, political upheaval, and people nobody likes or trusts running the city or state government. So, yeah, the Rams are there. I'd say they're a nice little sliver of about 2% of the consciousness.
Now, Mike, the game tonight, is there anybody really worth playing? That Houston defense plays pretty well, and Buffalo's defense doesn't play at all.
Well, I mean, there's still a top 12 defense in terms of points allowed. They may not be sexy. I mean, you're not running around saying, hey, that guy's a 20 sack guy or anything, but you know, they've been quietly effective most weeks. But again, you know, you're not getting the giant turnover or sack totals. So for fantasy purposes, no, they don't rate. But is Davis Mills lighting up the scoreboard? No, I don't think so. But we'll take our Deco Collins because myopia seems to be working with a double-digit target count there. So we'll check that box on the Houston side. And maybe Dalton Schultz if you're still playing a tight end position and you haven't gone to the hybrid wide receiver tight end. On the Buffalo side, it's all Josh Allen, James Cook, and then question marks, right? There's no receiver that you feel really big about. I mean, there might be some humor to starting your fantasy week with a guy named Shavers, but are you banking on him to repeat what he did a week ago? No. I mean, that outlier game, how about that last week, right? You opened by asking about turnovers. About a quarter in, how many people are going, there's Josh Allen again? A bunch of dopes. Six touchdowns later. It's like, oh, wait, maybe he's the MVP. But yeah, I think those are the only short plays. We got like three guys. I think both defenses might be worth a spin. But other than that, it's a what else is on the NBA slate? What do we got? What's on the Peacock game late?
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. Real quick, I'm taking a flyer on big game Gabe Davis, though, to maybe get a couple of touches. But what's the vibe? What's the vibe, Mike, with the plays and starts and sits for Week 12 once we get into Sunday and beyond? Some interesting matchups for sure.
Well, assuming he goes, we get Lamar against the Jets. We got Drake May atop the board against Cincinnati, which is good for everybody. Everybody hates Jalen Hurts, except fantasy owners. He's going against the Dallas Cowboys, so let's fire that up. As we go through, you look at a potential with maybe Jackson Dart making his return. That's a wishing, wanting, hoping, going against Detroit. I'd rather see Jameis get after it. We got Caleb Williams going up against Pittsburgh, and Brock Purdy in his return last week looked pretty good. So let's go up with against Carolina. Yeah, J.J. McCarthy's a no-go. Flacco against New England, beat it. Jordan Love against Minnesota. You're not getting much against those outside defenders, so we'll take him out. Captain Kirk's back under center against New Orleans. That's still a game. You know, I love all 272 of them, just not all the same. That may rank 272. I think the over-under on that is like 12. Running backs, McCaffrey, Taylor, Gibbs, the usual suspects up top. Rico Dowdle's a guy that's a back-end one for me this week. A little bit of a concern, even if San Francisco doesn't have its biggest defenders. Very, very important little stretch of time for them right now. Chase Brown going against New England. Back to a mid RB2 this week. Emmanuel Wilson, a little bit of a ninja pick this week if Josh Jacobs is limited going up against Minnesota with the workload that you get. Gainwell going up against Chicago, a bit of a sleeper this week as well as a receiver out of the backfield. The Aaron Rodgers thing is fascinating. There's no chance in hell he's missing a game against a team in which he has partial ownership. We got Rashee Rice against that Indianapolis secondary, a must-win for Kansas City. So we look for him and Mahomes to have a little bit of a run. We've got the fun Tet McMillan, a Carolina guy, just volume. Volume wins, guys. Pickens against Philadelphia will go against the second corner. At least I'll assume Mitchell is trying to chase CeeDee Lamb around. We'll go with that. We'll get Zay Flowers in as a number two against the Jets. Adunze going up against Pittsburgh. Michael Wilson, how about 18 targets last week? Jacksonville, no slouches, but still an opportunity for him to make some plays. And then because I love deep ball threats, you know, the guys that might only get like four targets and it's a boom or bust. How about a little Alec Pierce on the other side of that Kansas City-Indianapolis game?
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. Mike, always appreciate the time. I want your flex, by the way, as the podcast. Happy Thanksgiving, Mike, to you and the family. And we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks here. Stay safe, my friend.
Peace and love, guys. I'll eat some extra tryptophan-inducing turkey for you.
Yeah, you sound half asleep as it is. Back to sleep, Harmon.
Hey.
I know you work till 4 o'clock in the morning. It's all good.
Wow. What, you want me to scream at you more?
No, we're fine.
My vibes were not good enough? I mean, what are we doing?
What's up with the vibe? All right. Mark, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Goodbye.
Yes. Mike Harmon, everybody. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over too. And then it's Thursday Night Football, Buffalo against the Houston Texans. Houston back to 500. Hey, they see the playoffs, possibly.
Quick Draws Funhouse,
sponsored by the Smile Design Center, changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, this first one on the Ravens says, has Ronnie Stanley regressed this year? I know others on the O-line are getting more attention for stinking it up this year, but in my opinion, Stanley has not been at his best.
I think Ronnie is same Ronnie he was last year. I think Ronnie, you know, I mean, any tackle is going to struggle with Myles Garrett. And Ronnie struggles with power anyhow. So I think Ronnie is who he is. You know, is he going to blow people off the ball? No. But he can run, he's athletic, and that's the way he plays.
This one here on the Orioles, the trade that went down yesterday, sending Grayson Rodriguez to the Angels. Texter says, not totally against the Rodriguez trade, but why not look to package him with other potential trade candidates, or as Bob says, magic beans, to get him or to get more for him other than just the one-year rental?
I hear you working, but it sounds like Mike Elias had a plan, and obviously Anaheim was a willing dance partner for him. One-on-one, we talked about with Rich Dubroff. That was the surprising part. It was just it. One for one. It's Anthony Davis for Luka Doncic kind of thing. And what happened with that one? Luka's a stud, and Anthony Davis is hurt.
Maybe and the GM that did it got fired.
Yeah. And apparently there's whispers that he was the one, Nico, that was kind of pushing old Mark Cuban out of the mix in the first place. Now Cuban trying to get himself back in there. We'll see. I mean, I can't give you an absolute grade on the trade because we don't know if Grayson's going to be healthy or if Taylor Ward comes in here and hits a .180, turns into Colton Cowser 2025. Well, I have a problem with that. But Mike Elias knows, fancy title aside, if the Orioles finish last in 2026, his ass is in a ringer. To borrow a line from Dirty Harry, you know your ass is in a ringer.
And our last text here on the Ravens and Jets matchup. Texter says, I would typically call this game a trap game, but honestly, this past Sunday in Cleveland, that's more worthy of being called the trap game because of their history against the Ravens, strong defense. I think the Ravens roll this Sunday. No trap here. They win by at least 20.
They can't afford a trap game. There's playoff games. Every game's a playoff game. It's not a trap game. So, no, I don't see it as a trap game because they're in desperation mode.
As long as Lamar plays and he's back in practice today, they're going to be favored in every game for the rest of the season. We're back tomorrow. Me and Nolan, Vinny, have a safe trip to Minneapolis.
Thank you.
Good luck to Charlie and the boys. Inside Access coming up in a matter of minutes, followed by Thursday Night Football. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.